Welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite Southern sensual dominatrix, and this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the evil things I do to my poor little submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. And you know what? I've got a new story just for you. But you also know what I always say. Before we jump into the juicy details, I've got to remind you of a couple of things. There's my book, Femdom Glory, 25 stories that you will love submitting to. It's got everything you need. It's got bondage, punishment, threesomes, hypnosis, magic, mind control. There's enough to steal your soul. And remember, the newest anthology from the Femdom Coven is out, Hearts and Flowers, Whips and Chains. So grab that. 14 love stories in the style of BDSM. What could be better? Well, besides 25 stories from me, right? But grab them both and prove that you are my number one fans. Also, remember that you can call me on nightflirt.com. There's a link in the bio directly to my profile. We can chat. You can grab my erotic goodie bags. There's so much fun to be had. That's where we can connect. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Call me on nightflirt.com. Now, it's time for you to sit your butts down and pay attention, because I have got a spanking story just for you. Over the knee spanking, you know, it's a little bit more personal, a little bit more sexy, a little bit more skin to skin. So let's begin. He begged his wife to add some spice to their life. He wanted to be spanked in a sexy way, but she just laughed at his idea of play. He didn't find it funny, so he got permission to call me for a role-play theme that could overtake his dreams. I made a plan that thrilled the poor man. I told him to show up at 6 p.m. the very next day. If he was late, I would make him pay. He arrived right on time. He did not want to face my wrath. I would ramp up the violence, and surely not by half. I dragged him to my dungeon room. My throne waited to complete his doom. He didn't want tools or crops or paddles. He wanted to feel my hands on his skin, my warm fingers on his pale, jiggly flesh, making him comply while I whispered he was naughty, close to his balls, making him feel dirty. Over-the-knee spanking is what the little man craved. I made it my mission to show him just how to behave. I told him to get naked and fall down to his knees. Before I began, he needed to say please. I watched him on the floor and heard him beg for more. He liked the abuse and worshipped me as his dominatrix muse. I pushed his nose into my twat and made him lick me, wet and hot. Once I came, I let him lay across my lap. Time for him to get his slaps. I raised my hand and let it land. You should have heard the moans from the man. I kept on hitting, blow after blow. Blooms grew from my efforts, pooling down below. I reddened his juicy bottom, fanning the flames with a shove. Then he called me mommy, reliving his drama of love. I revved up the wax to his butt. 50 more left him black and blue. He gyrated his body so his cock fell through my thighs. He tried for satisfaction, but his wish had been denied. Bad boys get spanked, as everybody knows. For this little imp, it made his shrimp dick grow. I felt his prick dampen my pantyhose. Pre-cum messiness earned a swat to Subby's nose. Red bottom blues were just his kind of style. The more I made it hurt, the more the man went wild. He'd have trouble sitting, and so my work was done. He left me knowing he had never had more fun. Love ya, mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Say yes, ma'am, say no, ma'am.